All right, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Blackspiration Podcast, the only podcast that is here to inspire Black people one episode at a time. I am your host, the infamous hood rat with a heart of gold, himself, your third favorite Washington, the Twitter gremlin, Cortez Washington. Yes, it is me. And as always, I am always joined by a special guest. On the show today, just to give you a preface, we're going to be talking about your personal brand, and no better person to talk to about personal brand than one of the veterans in the public media space. Our guest today is someone who is all about amplifying voices. She believes in collaboration, integrity, and grit, and is currently the Equity and Inclusion Advisor for Greater Public, which is a professional development association for public media fundraisers. She is also the head honcho of Our, which is a town hall session which focuses on connection and empowering for public media professionals of color. She got 10 years in the public media business, founding advisory member for the Public Media Women in Leadership, KPBS legend. Please show some love for Consuela Sway Stewart.
Thank you. Thanks, Cortez.
Yes. How was that? Was that intro good? Because it took me like an hour to get our.
Our. I know, right?
Yeah.
If you could add that I'm the CEO of Afro Archer Enterprises.
Yes.
It would be CEO. Dope.
Yes, of course. Yes, that's great. CEO of Afro Archer Enterprises.
We're about to be 4 years in to our.
4 years in. Nice. Yes. 4 years in. Also entrepreneur. Yeah, y'all. Just everything. So. Yeah. How you doing today? How's life? Everything good?
Life is great. Life is great. It's hot. It's like 100 and last I looked, it was 112 where I'm at. So, you know, shit. Yeah, just trying to stay cool and hydrated and just getting ready for the summer because it's going to get hotter.
Yeah, that is wild. That is wild. I can't even imagine. Like, it got to 80 over here one day, and I was like, I don't know if I could do it again this year. And then you're saying it's 100 something. Oh, God, no, that sounds so bad. Jesus. So
once you get to 100, the higher you go, it doesn't really feel any different. It's just hot.
That is very frustrating and upsetting, but it looks like you cooling off. So that's cool. So we good. It looked like you cool right now. So at least that's fine. You ain't drenched in sweat. Like, I remember when I was in New Orleans, when it used to get hot like that. And like the summer was unbearable. Like the summer was like winter times in the Midwest. It was like, you didn't go outside. Like, unless you needed to, like, unless you really needed to. So it sounds like you are in those circumstances, which is fucking horrible. I'm gonna be honest. Like,
it's not humid. It's just hot. So with the humidity, I couldn't do it. It's just that dry heat, you know. So yeah, it all feels the same after 100 to me personally. But just staying cool and it's just a part of life is dealing with the weather.
Yeah, yeah, dope. So you just like dive deep into your personal history and your like journey on this path of public media. I would love to hear like your origin story, like how you got on this pathway that you're on today, and how did you, and like some of the things that you did along the way, because I know the people want to hear it, and I know people are very interested in hearing like what a public media journey is too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we want to go like full-on origin story, I was the kid who grew up, you know, in the back seat, listening to NPR when my parents would take me to school. When I was with my grandparents, my grandmother would put it on while she was cooking dinner. They watched PBS NewsHour every night. I grew up watching Sesame Street. I watched Sesame Street probably a lot longer than most kids. I just loved it. I just grew up as a public media kid. It just always was content that I felt like I could connect to. It was calming. It was educational, you know? And so I really just wanted, it wasn't like something that I aspired to get into, but I just, I really loved the content as a kid. And then I went to college and our university had a local NPR and PBS station. And maybe my second year, sophomore year into college, I found out that they were hiring students. And I was like, let me see if I can, you know, get a job. And I did. And I worked in the web department. And I ended up also working for a student newspaper. So I got really into journalism, which is what I ended up graduating with a degree in. And basically, when I graduated, I didn't want to leave. I was like, this is pretty cool. You know, I really enjoyed working there. And they were like, well, it was a student position and we can't hire. They were actually having a hiring freeze at the time. So I was like, all right. I made really great connections with people. And I just kept in touch with people and just wanted to make sure, you know, that every once in a while I would check in and see how people that I worked with were doing. And when I went back, when I moved back to that town, San Diego, I was looking for a job and I saw that they were hiring and I got the job. It was an executive assistant job and learned a lot about the industry. A lot of the people that I had worked with were still at the station and I just moved up little by little. I made sure that I did the things that I wanted to do at the organization. And so I was able to move my career into an HR role, which was training and employee engagement. And my focus was on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And then I decided I could do a lot more for the industry by starting AfroArcher. So we have AfroArcher, which serves the public media industry. We do equity work. You know, we're really just trying to improve the conditions and the experiences of Black and Brown people in the industry and really meet our mission, because the original mission of public media is to serve quote unquote minority individuals, populations, and as well as children. And so really just making sure that stations and organizations are meeting that mission.
That's great. That's amazing. And so like on that journey, it sounds like you just like the relationships that you built and established at that station, you were able to capitalize on that, but also you took whatever you could get. You know, you weren't like, no, I'm gonna hold off until that specific role. You were like, I'm gonna jump in as an executive assistant. And like, and it's so funny because a lot of people don't realize executive assistants jobs are like really in the trenches, really, really, really like doing a lot of the organizing, a lot of the planning, the strategic planning, like handling like so many obstacles of like the responsibilities and the thing of like people at the leadership level, which like gives you a great insight on like how to navigate that space if you were to like pivot to a different position, and like how you did with the HR, which is amazing to hear. And then branching off on yourself, you know, like in your own business. And how's that experience of being like an entrepreneur and operating your own organization really differ from the experiences you had at the station?
Well, it's really just a matter of trusting myself, trusting my team. You know, it's very different because there's not a whole lot to lean on, right? I mean, it's really just us making decisions, figuring out what's best, what we prioritize. You know, we get to set the priorities. We get to set the path for the organization. Whereas, you know, when you work at a station, all of that with a large team, you know, it takes time, and and it's just very different. So, but I love having the ability to work on the things that I think are really important, not only to me, but to the community that we've built, through, for instance, Our Hour. And, it's just a blessing to be able to sort of step into this purpose and try and, you know, and just being able to create relationships with people that I was not able to do at a station. You know, it's really just broadened my ability to connect with all types of individuals across the country.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's really great. And speaking of our hour, how has that helped with like, I know you just mentioned like, you know, being able to connect people and like, you know, build that interconnectivity, but how has that helped with really like honestly looking at or providing different perspectives on how to navigate the spaces and providing different perspective on how to approach strategy development and other aspects of that nature, especially when it comes to like things related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is such like a, not necessarily, it's like not only a sensitive topic or a sensitive thing to manage, but also something that is delicate to manage as well.
Yeah. So let me take a step back and share what Our Hour is. So It is a town hall specifically for people who identify as Black, Indigenous, Latino, Asian, basically non-white people working within the public media industry. So we just, you know, want to have a space where it's just us, where we can connect with one another, we can share our experiences, because public media is still predominantly a white institution. And there are people within the industry who work at stations, usually smaller stations, where they may be the only Black or brown person at that station. And that's, you know, it can be very difficult to navigate that for some people. So we meet virtually about every other month, and we host a luncheon every year at the Public Media Marketing and Development Conference. And, you know, it's really just, it's important to build community with one another. It's important to hear how, not only what we're experiencing, but how do we get through and strategize and have a means to deal with the conditions that we're working in? And how do we strengthen one another? Connection can really help with that strengthening, building support for one another. We have to make sure that we are connected, because we can tell each other, you know, hey, our station is hiring, come join me. Let's, you know, let's work together. Let's build a community in our station. Let's build, you know, what we want to see and how we want to transform our organization and connect with individuals outside of our organizations through community engagement and programming and fundraising and all those sorts of things that encompass public media. So, you know, we've been doing this for coming up on 4 years. We have grown. It's really a matter of just getting people connected, because sometimes it can feel isolating when you're not connected with other people who do similar work as you within the industry. Did that answer the question?
Okay. Great. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's great. Like, also shout out to you for 4 years straight, you know, 4 years running, because that's not an easy feat, and it's not something to like keep going, especially with a series that does require a lot of like, I want to say I don't know if multi time zone participation, you know, like folks from all around that are participating. Yeah. And so I know that's probably way more of an obstacle than people realize, of getting all folks from different time zones and areas to like be together at that one time. But just to pivot to just our main topic, which is like, we're going to be talking, like, you're an expert in public media, but you're also an expert in personal branding and like, you know, really navigating those spaces. So I would really love to like, you know, talk about like personal branding and how like your perspective on some of the best ways to manage that, as well as like, how do you make yourself stand out, you know, in the most like, and especially in this world where everybody's competing for your attention. Cause like, I think a lot of people don't realize, like, you know, although like we come across people who are content creators and whoever in the social media spaces, everybody's competing for your attention. So it's not just a content creator. It's a business. It's this, it's that, and the other thing. So what are some things that some people can really bring into their own marketing strategies or just marketing itself that could really flesh out themselves and make them stand out. So
I used to think a lot about branding, like what my personal brand was. And I actually don't think a lot about it because I feel like it's really just about authenticity. So am I doing the things that I say I'm going to do? Am I honoring the relationships that I've built? You know, am I, when I speak with people and connect with people, making sure that I'm really listening to what they're sharing, you know, offering them guidance if that's what they are looking for, offering them support, offering them, you know, celebration, whatever it is that they're looking for, just really trying to honor that and not really focusing so much on me, but us, you know, as we're walking through life together, as we're walking through workplace relationship or workplace experiences together, as we're navigating certain difficult periods. I just really try to focus more on building authentic relationships, because at the end of the day, you can create a ton of content. Oh, there's a fly. You can create, you know, you can reach out to hundreds of people over the course of the month, but how true are you being, you know, how real are you being with people in those interactions? Are you even living up to your values, right? We all say we have certain values, but are you actually living and breathing those values day in and day out? And that's, you know, it really is a matter of just being honest with who you are, who you're connecting with, be honest in those relationships. And the people who you, the people whose attention you want, you will get, right? At some point in the universe, it might not happen right away, but over time, if you are doing things authentically, you will get that attention or whatever it is that you're seeking over time. And you know what? If you don't, then maybe you weren't supposed to anyway. I try not to think about clicks and likes and shares and, you know, comments and all that. I just really just try to live in purpose and connect with people authentically. And if the right people are going to find me no matter what.
Yeah. That's amazing here. Yeah. Just like the authenticity is like one of the things that is hard to like find in spaces where people are like, I need something to shake right now. And so in order to do that, I need to copy such and such style or flow or whatever, or branding or this, that, and the other, you know? And it's really hard to make you like, even when you aren't getting as much engagement as you want, and then it's like you stand authentic, it's still hard to, you know, not steer away from what you're true to, especially in those spaces where like companies are doing the same thing too. Like companies are navigating the same way and they're getting a bunch of people recognition and all these things. And then the people are doing this. So it's like, damn, I guess I ain't doing it right. But like you said, you got to stick to what you're doing because you're gonna build your community around that. And that integrity piece that you're talking about, oh, that's so key, because ain't nothing worse than seeing, like, especially in this day and age of the internet, ain't nothing worse than somebody being like, you wasn't like that a year ago, or you wasn't like that 6 months ago, or you was on this like 2 years, 3 years ago, you know, because like that's something that will, people love to pull up receipts about you and pull up those things. But also like companies will do it too. Companies will research you too. So it's like trying to make sure you develop that like true, authentic persona experience.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I believe in evolution, right? We all grow. Mm-hmm. We're all growing. We have to grow, you know, but how are you doing it? And it, again, is it rooted in your values? The other thing is people can see through inauthenticity. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, you, there have been times when I've met people, and over time I saw, oh, they're not who they say they are, right? Mm-hmm. And so that to me is like if you're really concerned about your personal brand, just figure out how you want to show up in the world and do that authentically, right? Don't mm-hmm. try to fit into someone else's mold, because over time you're going to realize, oh, this is not the mold that I made for myself. Someone tried to put me into this and this is not who I am. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So in this world of people, just so many people trying to give you advice, or, you know, I know if you've seen the YouTube videos, like, this is how you can build engagement, you know, and all X, Y, and Z. Like, how can someone like weed out the bad advice? You know, like, what are some ways they can develop like a system for themselves? Or what is a way that you developed a system for yourself to weed out, like, I don't know if I'm gonna listen. I don't know if I'm gonna take this advice, or, bro, on some bullshit. I don't know if he really, you know, like, how do you do that for yourself?
That's a really great question. I think for me, I try to, not all the time, mm-hmm. but I try to take everything with a grain of salt. So we only see what people share on, you know, on the camera. We only see one side of their lives, and that's whatever they're willing to show us on camera. We don't see how they interact with their kids, with their spouses, with the people in their community, with their coworkers. We don't see any of that. Right. So mm-hmm. I think you have to sort of just keep that in mind when you're looking and watching some of these, you know, self-help type or, you know, how to build your brand type videos. And I think figure out if what they're sharing with you is actually going to work for you. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're taking advice from someone and they are telling you to do something drastically different than what feels natural to you, then mm-hmm. I don't think that you'll get the results that you're looking for. And then, mm-hmm. you know, have someone else look at the content with you and say, hey, what do you think about this? Have you ever mm-hmm. tried this? Does this work for you? And engage in a dialogue around that particular piece of content or that content creator. They might, you know, a friend or a trusted colleague or even a family member might watch that other person's content too. And they might have other people that they follow. So I always think that, you know, watching video, social media is such a trip because it was supposed to make us more connected, but it actually isolates us more in some ways. And it's really a matter of, because anybody can say anything in the comments. You can, mm-hmm. I think we lose pieces of our integrity when we know that we can say things and it be anonymous to some degree. You know, so I try not to get too deep in comments. You know what I mean? So I just feel like trying to engage in a real conversation with a person that you know and respect and ask them, like, hey, I watched this video and this person said this, this, and this, and I thought I might try it. What do you think? Have you tried this or what have you tried? So it's just using that information, that social media content, as a tool to help you figure out what's going to work best for you.
Yeah. Yes. That's so great. I never thought about like having somebody else watch it with me. Like I show people funny shit all the time, you know, but not like, look at this inspirational thing. And like, and it's so funny because like, I've had like older people, like family members, send me stuff that's supposed to be inspirational. And I'd be like, and it's funny. I come across and I'd be like, why Unc send me this shit? Like, I don't want to look at this, you know, like, or something like that. But I feel like,
conversation with you.
Yeah. Like I wish they would send it and then be like, thoughts, question mark, you know, like then I'd be like, okay, I'll tell you how I feel, but they just send it and then that'd be it. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? So like I feel like that's one way of that happening in real time. But mm-hmm. I feel I feel like, you know, it is good to like get that, like, have that grounding rod next to you to be like, hey, look at this. What you think about this? And they like, oh, they talking bullshit because they ain't factoring in this, 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 and this. And it's like, oh yeah, you're right. You know, so that's, yeah. Yeah. So, when you're looking for places or people to, like, you know, feel inspired, like, especially along your journey going from, like, you know, from working with the organization to like kind of doing your own thing and like navigating the spaces and like with multiple hats on too, who were some people that like were inspired you along the way, and like what are some recommendations you might have for folks that you came across during that journey?
Well, just the people who are closest to me, because they help mm-hmm. keep me grounded. My husband, my kids, you know, my kids, our kids are older now. And so they, you know, they're honest when I'm not being who I claim to say I'm being, you know, I am. I mean, you know, I just, I really try to make sure that the relationships with the people I love are as good as they can be. There have been several people throughout my journey who have mentored me along the way. And some of those individuals are younger than me. And I really believe in mentoring and really just having someone who's in your corner. And they are saying, like, you got this. You are meant to do this. You are built for this. You know, how can I help you? How can I support you? Even saying, hey, you messed up. Here's where you went wrong. And not taking a defensive stance, but trying to take, which is hard, which can be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But taking a learning stance and trying to learn from the experience and grow. So yeah, I would just say those are the folks, the people who've always had my back, who've tried to mentor me, steer me in the right direction, offer guidance, you know, those are the people who've helped me get to where I'm at today.
Nice. That's great. That's amazing. It is always good to have people like in that circle, like that immediate circle, because it's stressful shit out here. World is wild. Yeah. I want to tap real quick, because I love that hearing like your kids and younger people holding you accountable. Like, how is like tapping into that younger viewpoint of the world like provided a different perspective for you? Because the world is way different than what it used to be. I mean, we was just talking about like we're getting older. I was just telling you, we were just talking about before we started recording, like my knees and shit were hurting when I was walking because I'm gonna feel like I'm old. But like, you know, so like how's like tapping into the youth like been rewarding or like been beneficial for you?
Yeah. It's so funny because I think a lot about the fact that I grew up before the internet. So I was around pre-internet. For, you know, I was in fifth grade when the internet came out and we had dial-up and AOL and, you know, I'm dating myself. But so for, you know, the Gen Z and the people who are entering the workforce, it's such a different world than what I grew up with. It's very difficult to navigate this world with social media. I mean, I can't even imagine what my life would have been like if I had access to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at 12. Yeah. And some kids have access to it much younger. You know, are younger when they sign up for those things. So for me, it's really just being able to understand their perspective, because they've had to navigate a world that was very different than one that I've had to navigate when I was younger. And they're really honest about what they want You know, they're very honest mm-hmm. about what fair and equitable treatment looks like and feels like. And mm-hmm. they are unwilling to deal with bad behavior from people with power, whether that's in their yeah. organization, whether that's in their family, whether that's in the government. Like, they are, a lot of younger folks are just like, no, there's something wrong with this, and we're not going to continue this behavior. You know, it's going to stop with us. Now, obviously, all of that remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when some of my colleagues who are older say things like, oh, the younger generations are so entitled, and, you know, I'm like, well, what are you teaching them? Because they really just want to yeah. learn. They mm-hmm. really, all they want to do is learn. And they want to be able to help the organization be prepared for these generations and future generations. So how mm-hmm. can, you know, how can we put these perspectives together, younger versus older, you know, mm-hmm. newer in the workplace versus more seasoned, more tenured, and figure out a way to create an environment where everybody can thrive. And I think, you know, we just got to listen to each other and be honest about the fact that we had different experiences in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The listening part is, I didn't realize as I got older how much a lot of people don't actually listen, you know. A lot of people don't listen. A lot of people don't want to hear each other or like hear it from that perspective or like put themselves in that person's shoes. Yeah. In a lot of ways, cuz in a lot of ways, like, I think the benefit of the younger generation is, one, they know that they have a voice and they're using that voice. Whereas, like, the older generation feels like, oh, you aren't supposed to speak when we're talking or something, you know, which is really rooted in, like, paternalism and stuff like that. But, like, really that viewpoint on, like, oh, you, why are you talking? You don't have this, this, and this. It's like, yeah, but I'm still fucking affected by it. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm still being affected by this. I'm still, you know, having to go through this process. And also, I'm going to inherit this, like you said. I'm going to inherit this. So why would I want this to be, why would I want to inherit this shit? You know, like, mm-hmm. I want it to be actually well-maintained and put together.
On the flip side, though, you know, mm-hmm. I agree with you. But there's mm-hmm. all, respect has to go both ways, right? So
absolutely, yeah.
There are times when there are people who are younger and they're like, well, I'm not going to listen to this person. You know, what do they know? It's like, wait a minute, they've been on this planet for a lot longer than you have. So it might be worthwhile
yeah.
to take a moment and to hear, because the other thing is, history repeats itself, number mm-hmm. one. And two, people are people. I mean, as a species, we're still the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until people are getting brain implants, and because it's gonna happen. But until yeah. that happens, you know, humans are humans, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what time period you're in, we all do the same shit. So, you know, makes more sense when we're willing to understand one another. Like, we can make yeah. more sense of the world when we're actually willing to listen and understand and not get defensive and not try to convince, you know, the other person that it was better when I was younger or whatever the case may be. It's just we'll have an easier time on this planet if we can at least respect one another, you know, to a degree. Obviously, it has to be
yeah, of course.
Mutual.
Yeah. Stop, like, that aspect of trying to win an argument or trying to win a dispute with somebody rather than seeing, like, the middle ground and reach a common understanding. Like, that is really tough for a lot of people to see that concept of, like, all right, I'm not, yeah, like you said, I'm not trying to say, this person's better or we're better, X, Y, and Z. It's like, no, we need to come together because we both are in this shit. And yeah, it's in the space we're in right now, division is happening, and division has always been there, you know, like it's always been like a divide of folks, and it's always been existed. But the division, it's, I guess since it's more in our face, it seems like it's more like more intense, but I think that's just because we have more exposure and with the internet, you know, for a long time, we just trusted the news just immediately. But now we got personal views and personal input and like live footage of what's going on right there.
Yeah.
And that changes the narrative and changes the perspective of how people see things too.
Absolutely. And our attention spans are a lot shorter than they used to be. Mm-hmm. I heard someone share that it's 45 seconds. You know, so with the news though, it's when all of the news is bad, it's very difficult to, you know, have hope. And like I said, you know, like we've experienced, it wasn't like this when we were younger. Everything was sort of given. You know, you read the daily newspaper, you listened to the radio, you watched the nightly news program, you know, and even before cable, because that was a thing too, it only aired once and you could only watch it one time and then it was gone. Right?
Yeah.
Now you can go back, you can record it, you can get sound bites from social media. You can get a transcript. Like, it's such a different world. It's such a different world. And it does make it really difficult and challenging to navigate.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So how do you find, like, not the necessarily like the inspiration question again, but like, how do you maintain that hope? You know, because we are just bombarded with like so many things. And then also, out of nowhere, conspiracy theories too. So like, how do you maintain that hope?
I think it goes back to just building community, getting to know people on a personal level, you know, finding humanity in individuals, understanding that a lot of the things that we are seeing, it's not like they weren't happening before. It's just like what you said is, we have cameras and we have social media networks that allow us to post information very quickly. And there's just it's just like overwhelming. I mean, what's the phrase? Taking in information from a fire hose, right? It's just like way too much.
Yeah.
So in terms of hope, you know, figuring out who are the good people in my life, you know, trying to figure out who's good from who's maybe performative or not really authentic, and trying to weed those people out of my life. And trying to build with people, whether it's connection, whether it's, you know, organizing in some form or fashion. And really just also focusing on the nature around us, like keeping the earth safe and health, you know, our environment should be safe. It should be clean, you know, feeling grounded in being connected with nature always helps when it comes to feeling hopeless, and, you know, finding like-minded people who want a better, you know, a better world, a better experience while they're on this planet, while we're all here. It just makes it, you know, you only get one life. From what we know, that's all you got. So you need to make the most of it. And are you figuring out who you want to spend your time with, and investing care and kindness and you know, just realness with those individuals. So yeah, I don't know. That probably sounds like a super duper idealist approach, but I mean, life is for living. That's one of the things I always tell myself. Life is for living, and you can't live in isolation. You have to be, you have to, if you really want to truly live the best life, you've got to connect with the people and the environment around you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we're getting close to the end of the episode. So this is a time where but we offer an opportunity for the guests to give some words of affirmation or some mantra you like to repeat for yourself to get you throughout the day, so our listeners can have some wise words for themselves if they want to write it down in a book. Hopefully they got a book full of these now, but yeah, so I want to take a step back, give you the floor, and let you do your thing.
Gosh, affirmations. Well, I give myself pep talks sometimes. I don't know. That's not necessarily an affirmation, but every once in a while when either I'm having a tough day or even when I need to just really, like I'm preparing for a presentation or community building event, hour, for instance, you know, I'll look in the mirror and just say, you got this, you know, do your best. Remember who you're doing this for, because I'm not doing this for myself. And if I am, then I'm doing it wrong. So I'll tell myself, that's probably one of the most important affirmations, is remember who you're doing this for. And, you know, just sometimes it's not going to go the way you want it to go. Sometimes your plan is going to get derailed. Like, that just happens. That's just life. And it's really a matter of how do you handle those moments when things just went off track? How are you going to come back from that? So, you know, remember to just be kind to yourself, be kind to the people around you. And when someone is trying to hold you accountable, let them hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. Right. And, I don't know. It's just like, have fun too. I mean, today I went to the pool. It was a beautiful day. I did some work, and then I was like, I'm going to the pool. And just trying to find those moments where you can get away and take time for yourself. Especially if you are doing work that is emotionally intensive. So if you're doing equity work or even any position where, especially like sales or where you're like customer service or when you're dealing with and interacting with a lot of different types of people, it can be very exhausting and draining over time. And so just making sure that you're reclaiming your time, taking care of yourself, eating right, nourishing your body, getting out in nature, calling a friend, having a call that isn't work related, and just keeping your circle close to you, friends and family. All of those things are super important. You know, all of that will connect back to your personal brand. If you're really trying to build that up, I mean, if you're authentic with the people around you, they'll notice, and other people will notice and pay attention to that. So just be kind to yourself.
Nice. Well, Sway, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate you. Is there anything you would like to plug while you got the floor?
You can check out Afro Archer. We are at afroarcherllc.com. And please just find us on LinkedIn. We want to make sure that we are connecting with anyone and everyone. You don't necessarily have to work in the public media industry, because ultimately public media serves everyone. So that means that we are in service to you. So come find us, and we would love to get to know you.
Yes. I'll put a link to what you just said on the screen when I do the edits with my finger. And also, so thank you, Sway, for so much for being on the show. We really appreciate you. And I appreciate you personally, because this was a great conversation and a great episode. Hopefully sometime you can come back in the near future. We can have a big old another conversation or part two.
But I have one more thing to plug. Sorry,
Go ahead. Yeah. No, do it. Go ahead.
I know I killed the ending. Okay. AfroArcher.com. Also, you can find us on LinkedIn as well as Instagram. We're at AfroArcher.
Okay, great. LinkedIn, Instagram, AfroArcher.com. Thank you so much. And thank y'all so much for listening to this episode. If you want to follow us, we are Blackspiration on Twitter, Blackspiration Pod on Instagram, Blackspiration on Twitch. And don't forget that we are also not only on streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, they phased out Google Podcasts, so now it's YouTube Music, which is stupid, but Amazon, but we're also on YouTube, baby. We're on YouTube, so there's no reason you shouldn't be listening to this. But thank y'all so much for listening to this episode. And as always, be happy, drink some water, keep gaming, my gamers. And I hope you left feeling inspired.